Blog Talk Radio.
More Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A cruise thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough, it's the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sinness, pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nap, you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes counting spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the duck on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross Wright. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, virtue approved. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Right, Don the Divas. Welcome back. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Lover Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Faith Walker with the DQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Quilla, and we played her smashing single, I Want It All. After Killer, we had D. Smith in the building, and we talked about his bounce-back energy drink that he got coming out. We also talked about his artist that he got. He also got the number one female heavyweight champion of the world, Tori Nelson, dealing with him. And we talk about some other establishments that he got going on with Bounce Back, the music industry, and also dealing with the sport. To hear last week's episode, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in DQ Palace. That's DEEQUE Palace, and check out the archive. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Portland Ramshaw with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Swaggerman, and we're going to play his smashing single, Swaggerman, and find out what his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. After Swaggerman, we have author Terry Price, and we're going to talk about his novel that's hitting real hard around the world, Guilty by Reason of Arrest. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Portland and his DQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Butter, baby.
Yeah. What? With a brother like me, hell see, baby.
See, baby.
I just wanna kick in and chill. You wanna chill? We can do that all night if you want, lady.
Want, baby.
I can get your mind off your stress. Want to test? Lay your head right here if you want, baby. Cuddle on the couch, air it out. No doubt, I'ma give you what you want. Make it bounce, baby.
Bounce, baby.
I know you like what's going on, so I'ma keep it coming, baby. With the heat to the early morn. Shorty, take a look in my eyes. This ain't a lie, what I feel inside. I feel like if I want it, I can get it. No matter, I deal with it, deal with it. Get it poppin', relax, and chill with it. Let me take you for a little ride, show you the truth. Cause baby girl, it's all you.
I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
Got you acting out this way.
You
could I be
out.
The only one you love it?
You love it, baby.
Got you acting out this way. I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Turn off the lights, baby, click, click, and then it's on. And I'ma give it to you quick, that's my word is born. And I'ma give you the truth, I'm talking all night.
All
so
night.
Let me handle my biz and get your mind right.
Mind
a little private show for you and I.
And
when it comes to your body, I'ma make it hot for you and I. So turn off the phone, let the neighbors in your phone. When I'm giving you the bone, baby girl, you know it's on. I'm not a paralegal, but it's legal. So relax and take notes while I'm serving you the real
lethal.
I meddle out when I'm swagging out.
Swagging
so you
out.
Can chill at the crib, call your friends like I'm hanging out. I'm not a player, I'm just good with the pipe, baby. And you can get it if you want, if you like, baby. And I'll be touching all along. And you can get it, baby girl, if you want.
I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
But you acting out this way.
You
could I be
out.
The only one you loving?
You love it, baby.
You acting out this way. I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
You can get it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
You can get it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
You can get it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
You can get it all night if you want, baby. Just come. You already know. You rockin' with me, you rockin' with one of the best. LT, my swag, baby. Movement in the house. Oh, my ladies, what's good? It's your boyfriend. Ha LT.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Now, I'm waiting for Portland. If he don't call in, we do have a backup plan. But until the meantime, let me fill y'all in about what's going on. Nonstop media dealing with GQ Palace, DJ Coco Chanel, Hot 97, Desert Storm, Rough Riders, Hip Hop Parade, Video City. It's going to be crazy. It's going down May 19th at Club Allure. 3302 Queens Boulevard. This is going to be one of the biggest networking that you could ever imagine. So make sure you get down to that and, you know, do some little networking. We also have an up-and-coming artist showcase. The artists win $1,000. There's no showcase out here that I could say that offer an artist $1,000 in cash on an open mic showcase, a trophy, bottle of champagne, studio time at Rough Rider, photo shoots, GQ Palace magazine, GQ Palace magazine, GQ Palace radio, primetime radio. I believe they're going on Desert Storm as well. You understand? So it's a lot of things going on with that package of the winner at the Nonstop Media May 19th. Also, you got Swaggers event going down May 10th at the Hudson Cafe. That's going to be bananas. There's so many events that's going on. Don't forget you got the $2 Tuesdays going down with Black Silk at the Fusion on Boston Road. That's another event that's going down. And don't forget May 11th is also Bounce Back Energy Drink. They have something going on from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with G. Smith, special guest featuring. You got Jay Smooth. You understand? So it's going to be some ass going on there, IS-22 in the Bronx. But for the meanwhile, like I said, we have a backup plan. We have somebody else just in case Portland couldn't make it today. You know, I hold no grudges on nobody who can't come on the show, but that's how we do. You know, we always have a backup plan, especially in case somebody don't show up. So what I want to do right now, I want to take y'all to another song, and when we come back, we're going to come back with a backup plan with somebody else for the GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Cup, all the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way you're doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. That's right, we can disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. That peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, Grey Goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it, ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' Don Alessante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Moe. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I sing enough, baby. Let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grins in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freak, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time of your life. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth when they're talking to my mic. 1, 2, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Let's get ghost. Once again, DAMG, baby. Co-fam. Serious.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to the palace. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of maybe changing the time in the summertime as well, because I know it's hot outside and a lot of people ain't going to want to be in the house or whatever. So I'm thinking about changing the time from maybe 7 to 9, just do a little 2-hour segment in the summertime, then going back to 3 in the wintertime when, you know, when summer's over and fall and everything. But we're going to get into that. I'm going to let y'all know that I'm status on that. But right now, we have Crystal here with us with the GQ General Question. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hello. Hello, Crystal.
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Yeah, she sounds like a happy go camper.
Yeah,
really
I'm
like
happy.
A happy
yes.
But, Crystal, what is, yes. You know, let the audience know a little something about yourself.
Well, my name is Crystal. I'm from Massachusetts. I have 7 children, and I have 4 different fathers. I know, I'm bubbly, right?
Bubbly in every way. But,
I know. But I came to GQ Palace to get some help today. My friend told me about your show, and I'm in a situation, you know, with my baby father, and I just need some help. Can you help me?
Maybe we can. Depends on what your topic is. You know, whether, you know, what you need help in. You know, most likely GQ Palace helps a lot of people anyway. When people come in today's topic, people call in and get their point of view on it. And, you know, they get that true to the matter feedback about it. And that's a good thing, because everybody that so far that came on, knock on wood, got good feedback from the callers of GQ Palace. So let us know your topic for the evening.
Well, it's kind of a question. I'm in a relationship, and one of my baby fathers, you know, we try to work it out every year, but then the summertime comes, and he just wants to break up with me just for the summer. So we got into this big argument because I want a relationship, you know, a long-lasting relationship, and he basically wants to break up with me, and this is May now, and I pay all the bills, I do everything I have to do, but he told me last night that he's not happy, but he just wants to break up for the summer.
So he want to have space with you just for the summertime?
Yeah, like, you know, he says I'm a good woman, but it's summertime, you know, and he wants to be free for the summer, so I told him he doesn't respect me, but he says that respect has nothing to do with it. I have 7 kids. What do I know about respect?
Wow.
So I don't know what to do. Like, should I just extend the whole summer? Okay, break up for the summer and then just don't be with him anymore? What am I supposed to do about this? So I need help.
Wow. Yeah, you need help. You got 7 kids. You got 4 baby fathers. The man you with want to break up with you for the summertime and want to get back with you in the winter.
Yeah. And I
like
pay all his bills.
Like a piece of mozzarella cheese, like a piece of Swiss cheese with holes in it right now. Things just ain't going right.
Stop it. So what am I supposed
right.
to do?
But people, the phone lines are now open. The number to call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Crystal's topic, or stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PCs, like I said, the number to call is 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. We have a caller for you. We're going to bring them on right now. Hello, caller.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sound like she in a taxi cab. Hello? A fun move tonight, but you know what? I think tonight is going to be a fun show. I'm really in a fun move tonight. Yeah, she's like, she's exactly that. So, GQ College family, let me let y'all know what we got going on here. We have Crystal, who has 7 kids, 4 baby fathers. A man want to break up with her for the summer. She pays all the bills. He want to get back with her in the winter. Then we have our new caller who just came on. That's in the taxi cab. So we got a lot of things that's actually going on tonight. Caller, what's your point of view on this topic?
Actually, I'm not in a taxi cab, Mr. Rich Money. I was sitting outside enjoying the weather. But, Crystal.
Yes.
That situation, kick his butt to the curb, baby. Don't do it just for the summer. Do it, period. If you can't be with me during the summer, you can't be with me during the winter.
But you know the problem? The problem is I allowed it last summer. Last summer I said okay, but then I ended up with a child by somebody else.
Wow. Well, sweetheart, listen, I'm from the old school.
Mm.
I'm gonna put it this way. I'm a 60s baby, and you know you got 7 kids to deal with. Do you saying you paying all the bills anyway? You don't need him. You don't need him. I've been there, done that. I only have 2 kids, but I would not deal with no nonsense, and that right there is a bit much. You only want me during the winter when nobody is going to see us? No.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
You go ahead and do you, because I'm going to do me. It's my turn now. You
know
it 1 year. Don't do it 2 years.
I know. It's
because
so
it's all
he's going
to do to you.
I know. But, I mean, I have
stay
10
on the line.
Kids.
I want
you to
stay
40,
on the line.
You know?
You just, uh-oh.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Wow.
And I have 7
kids. Wow, you must have had your first child when you was 12. Hold on for 1 minute.
They call me Fertile Myrtle, call. You know?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Carla. This, you know, the topic for this evening, we have Crystal on the line. She has 7 kids, 4 baby fathers. Her boyfriend that she's with now want to break up with her for the summer, get back with her in the winter. We have another caller, we never got their name, that said they wasn't in the cab, but they happened to be in the cab, which they said they're not in the cab. And she explained to Crystal to go on her route, you know, don't be bothered with them. You understand? So she gave some good advice on what Crystal should do. But me personally, like I said, I think Crystal's like a piece of Swiss cheese because she got holes in her. She got seven babies and 4 baby fathers.
Stop
you know?
It.
That's like, I'm keeping it real. I honor you, Crystal, for the simple fact that you stand in your business as an independent woman to deal with your kids. I honor that, which, you know, a lot of females don't deal with that. But me personally, on my point of view, I say kick the brother to the curb. You don't need to be bothered with him because if he can't accept you and all your kids, then he ain't worth it. That's how I think. But Carla, who's on the line right now?
Crystal,
are
you two sides?
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
no, why?
Right, you're still young.
I'm 38.
Is any of the kids his?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them. He keeps coming back, though, so, you know. And I allowed it last summer, but this summer I kind of want something different. But he tells me I have no respect, you know, because I have 7 children and I'm so young. So I don't know what to do. I mean, I have respect, you know. I guess
he doesn't have the respect. No, I say just Crystal, this summer do you? You still got a did your body snap back after each baby? You still got it going on?
Not really. I'm about 450 right now. Trying to lose weight, but it's hard. You know, I have 7 children.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
I don't get out of the house, you know, because I'm so big. So, I don't know. I wasn't always big, though, you know. I wasn't always big, but now I'm extremely large, you know. I'm just really large right now. And
somebody for everybody. How big you are. Don't let that be a discouragement, honey. Because somebody is out there waiting to love you.
Right.
The weight and everything.
But I have to be able to go outside. You know, I'm so big. I need his help. I need help getting outside. I'm extremely large. I'm going to say large. I'm not going to say obese, you know. I love myself, but I gained 175 pounds with my last child.
Damn. I mean, dog.
I'm a big girl.
I don't
need
to laugh. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I get laughed at all the time. You know, it's okay.
But you know, shouldn't feel like that.
I need his help. I need his help.
See, that's why he's doing that to you, because you got low self-esteem, sweetheart.
Yeah, it could be that.
You have very low self-esteem. And he feels like, you know what? She can't get nobody else. But that is so untrue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You go and do you, you can get who you want.
Exactly. You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't care if you were 720 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You still somebody out there for you, sweetie.
Exactly. Exactly. As long as you walk and carry yourself with that confidence that you need to have, you can get anybody. Anybody.
There you go.
But I'm barely walking at this point, you know. Like, it's very hurtful because I gained so much weight. I'm extremely big. And I'm barely walking.
You keep saying extremely big and barely walking. How big? I'm sorry, but how big are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm about 450.
How much?
What? 450.
So I'm obese.
I don't like to say obese, you know.
There's still somebody out there for you, honey.
Right, but there are surgeries out there. There are surgeries out there that will help you to lose weight.
You're right.
There's help out there.
You can get the sleeves, the gastric, all of that.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
If it's a health problem, you know. But if you're going to keep letting this man do you like this, he's going to continue to do you like that. He's dogging and juicing you.
Well, I wasn't always this big. Like, my last year is, like, when I gained so much weight, like, a year and a half ago. And I just haven't been able to lose it, you know. And then with gaining so much weight, you know, I can admit my self-esteem just went down some a little bit.
Oh, wait, I hear a lot of noise in the background. I hear something in the background.
You know, my that lady in that taxi cab.
Uh-huh, that's what it is. I'll see it in the chat.
I'm just saying that, my self-esteem did, go down because I gained so much weight. But, I can't seem to function right now. And
right.
I can't function, by myself. I have children, that need me. I can't go to the bus. I can't go to the school. I can't drive, So
wow.
I just gained so much weight. And mm-hmm. it's hurtful, because I'm 6'2", so I'm a tall person when I stand, but
uh-huh.
because I'm not standing.
450, that's a big woman.
Wow.
Yes. Wow, you have
Well, you are definitely in my prayers, Crystal.
Well, why would you pray for me?
You asked for help.
Did you think about going to like weight classes or getting that CD to lose weight? Like what's the name? Bench press move or something like that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Why wouldn't you want her to pray for you?
Because I don't believe in God.
Oh no!
You know what?
What you guys have to understand is that I've raped before, and I went through a lot of trauma in my life.
Uh-huh.
And with me, I did believe, but then when I went through so much trauma, I kind of lost my faith. When people say they're gonna pray for you. Like, what are you going to pray for? Are you going to pray that I lose my weight or that my self-esteem is better?
Just for everything. No, for a whole...
God will carry you through whatever trials and tribulation you're going through.
Yes, he will.
Because trust
will with everything.
I'm a heavy female, too, and I'm nowhere near your height, sweetheart. Nowhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am
always
52
that big
years old.
Was you always
and I'm only 5'2".
No, I wasn't always that big. Like I said, I gained almost like 175 pounds with my last child. So I gained a lot of weight.
That's
I gained enough for like two people.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I
said wow. But do you exercise? Do you make the attempt?
to exercise. Well, I'm not really moving right now. I'm trying to move, but I'm not really moving.
You can't move.
You know, so I need help. That's what I'm saying. I need help. And I need him to be there. That's why I said, you know, do I just let it go by? Because last summer I was the same height, you know, and I've been big.
Go ahead.
And I've been big, so I'm just saying that, like, I need his help. Like, none of my other fathers helped me.
Wait a minute. He's not trying to help you, so why would you keep depending on him? He doesn't care what happens to you.
Well, he doesn't
honestly,
you know,
because he's like doing you. He's with you during the wintertime when ain't nobody gonna worry about it. When he need a warm, you know, some comfort. The winter, I mean, the summertime. Hey, he out here doing what he wants, who he wants, and how he wants, because he know he can come back during the wintertime.
Well, in the winter,
you can sleep on the bench during the summertime, sweetheart.
Well, in the summertime, he does prepare, you know, like in the wintertime, he prepares the food and, you know, he helps me take care of the children, you know, because I would like to lose weight, you know, I'd like to be able to do something, but right now it's just extremely hard. So I don't know if I should just go along with it because I know that I'm going to need help still. You know, I mean, the summertime is only a couple of months.
Well, wait a minute. You got approximately almost 6 months during the summer and 6 months during the winter. What the hell are you going to do during the summer? You don't have him during the summer, so why would you want him during the winter?
Uh-huh.
I know.
He's not happy you during the summer, so why you want him during the winter?
Everybody out there during the winter. See, what you tell her realize is no man love you. It's one man that always will love you no matter what you go through, no matter how
you don't believe in him.
No, exactly. No matter what your
and you don't even believe in him because God is all. I don't care.
You have to understand where I'm coming from. If you have experienced the trauma that I have, then maybe you would be a little considerate to it. Like, I was raped, I was abused, I went through a lot, you know. And with me going through a lot, I depended on him to see me through. And I ended up in different hospitals, you know. A lot of things happened. So I lost faith. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying I'll never have it again. I'm just saying I need help with getting to that point again. And I have no help.
Can I say this to you?
You know?
Crystal, can I say this to you? I am a 52-year-old female. I am approximately 5'1", 5'2", almost 300 pounds. I've been through more trauma than a little bit. I lost my parents at a young age. You know, I've been dogged out plenty of times. But guess what? The only person that I have faith in and know that have brought me through what I'm going through now is the good man up above. Sometimes we got to look back and be like, you know what? He brought me through this before. How do you think that you're where you at now? He's blessed you with, what, 7 beautiful kids? Do you still have life?
Yeah.
Weight, all of that is nothing, honey. Just look at some of these people that wish they had even a portion of your weight. There's dying every day.
Right.
Never, ever give up hope on God. Because if God can't do it, guess what? Nobody else can. And I'll leave it at that.
But I think the problem is that I gave up hope for myself, you know. And I have to believe in myself. And I don't believe in myself. And I have low self-esteem right now.
Your kids need you.
I'm hoping everyone can understand why I can't really trust in someone else because I don't know some days if I'm coming or going. I know I wake up every morning and I'm thankful, you know, but I have to learn myself. So I'm asking you guys, okay, you know, I understand the answers of, you know, don't let him do it for the summertime, but you guys mentioned
don't let him do it at all. What do you mean? Just don't let him do it at all.
I know, I'm saying don't let him do it, right? But I'm saying as far as helping myself and wanting to believe again, how can you help me with that?
I'll
tell you like this.
That's something.
You gotta help yourself. You gotta love yourself first to believe. And that's,
but I don't
that's
love myself.
Like that. And that's the problem. You don't love yourself to believe that you could establish everything that you need to do, like lose the weight. You understand? Look. All right, let me give you a perfect example. Look at Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson was a big girl. You understand? She lost the weight.
Yeah.
You know? Just because you're big don't mean you ain't sexy. Look at Nell Carter.
But Jennifer Hudson has money. I don't have any money. I'm receiving assistance.
But I just made a point to you. Look at Nell Carter. Just give me a break. A previous show that was out back then. She was a big woman. She was a big woman, but she carries herself in a sexy manner. Look at the Weather Girls. You understand?
Who are they? I said, who are they? The Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls is singers. What are you? Let me ask you a question. Are you white or are you black? I'm not racist or nothing.
I know I'm white, but like my race has nothing to do with this topic. But I'm white.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just asking.
But I'm poor. I came from the ghetto.
You know what? Not only that. What about your children?
My
Who's
children
gonna take care of them? Who's gonna take care of them if something happened to you today or tomorrow?
True.
But lady, what would you tell me to do? I mean, I'm bigger
you
than you. What would you
to
tell
do,
me to
do
then, lady?
I gave you examples of myself. I had a very low self-esteem. But you know what? I had to think. You know what? Nobody can talk. When you go to heaven or hell, nobody can touch that time card but you. So I had to think back. Like, nobody out here in this world is worth me, like, just giving up, and especially on God. He's the last man that I will refuse. I will not give up on him.
Right.
I'll give up on that man first. I'll give up on that man first. Because
yep.
He doesn't love you. I'm telling you, he doesn't love you.
Well, I have a Bible. Do you think I should start reading it? Because I can't leave the house right now.
What you need to do is start loving yourself. Go in the church.
Exactly. Love yourself first.
I know, but I can work on loving myself, I guess. You guys will tell me how to do that. Am I supposed to just look in the mirror and say I'm beautiful, you know?
Yes.
You are beautiful.
Yes.
You are beautiful, and I don't even know you, but you're beautiful. You have 7 beautiful babies that need you. They don't need no man. They need you and the man up above.
I agree.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just want to say, like I say, I don't know you from a can of paint, but I want to say I love you. Love yourself first and foremost, and trust and believe everything else is going to fall in place, sweetheart.
Okay.
Don't give up. Please don't give up.
Okay.
There's hope out there.
Exactly.
And
I totally
agree.
You just
got to believe in it.
I mean, you almost got me in tears, seriously. And like I said, I don't even know you. I don't even know you. But there's hope.
Well, usually people just judge me, you know, and they laugh at me because of my weight.
I would never,
I've been through a hard time, and it's not my fault. Well, it is my fault that I chose to eat a lot, you know, but when I'm upset, I eat, you know. I've been trying not to, but I do eat a lot, but I've been extremely stressed. You know, and sometimes I can't help it. Sometimes I just want to eat to help
me with my anxiety. That's your
silver.
That's to cover you over. You know, that's what makes you complete when you get upset.
Right. You
but
know, it's my food. It's my stuff. You know, I have it, you know.
Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Look, sweetheart, go online. It is so many people and groups, different things that can help you through all of this. Trust me. Trust and believe. And at 450, you still should be able to get up and get out. If you start letting yourself and telling yourself, I can do this, don't never say you can't. I mean, I've had 4 knee surgeries. I used to sit around and not want to do anything. But at the end of the day, guess what? I got to do it for me.
Well, see, the reason I said that on Sebastian, the reason I say I can't get up is because my ankles hurt. You know, my feet are extremely swollen.
Mine do too.
No. I mean, if you understand exactly what 450 is, it's a lot of weight. You know, my back hurts. All of my limbs hurt. It's a lot of weight on my body. No,
but
you're 6'2".
I'm telling you, I am 5'1", 5'2". I'm over half that weight. You know, so if I can do it, and I'm 52, you're 30-something. If I can do it, you can do it, baby. Trust me. You can do it.
Hey, no one's ever told you.
Just start telling yourself, I know I can. Yes, I can. Like Obama said, yes, I can. And tell yourself that you will do it. Not that you'll try. I will do this. I will beat this depression. Whatever it is you're going through, I can beat this. I can do it.
Right. Do you have health insurance? Do you have good health insurance?
I have Medicaid, yes.
Okay. That's all she needs.
Right. You need to talk to a doctor. Go see the doctor. Get help.
The bariatric clinic. Call the bariatric clinic. They will give you either the lap band, the gastric bypass, or the sleeve. They will pay for that. But you're going to have to be consistent, and you're going to have to work with them. You can't just go one time and be like, oh, well, you know what? This ain't in my category. You got to work with them. You got to be willing to do this. You got to be willing to do this for Crystal. Not for no man. Not for nobody else. You got to do it for self. Because if you don't do it for self, guess what? It ain't going to never, ever work.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No one's ever talked to me this way before. You know?
And sweet, and trust, you know what? Honestly, this is what I'm feeling right now. Once you get off the air, get my number. Because the switchboard operator should have my number. Call me anytime. I don't care what time of night, when it is. Please call me. Please.
This is something real serious.
I want to really talk to you.
You sound like
there's some things I want to say to you on the air, but I can't. And I won't. But call me. Get my number. Please call me.
You're not going through a depression stage, are you? Because you sound like you're going through something very serious.
Yeah.
I am, you know. I am. My guy, as soon as I tell someone, okay, well, you know, I have 7 children and, you know, I'm 38. And they look at me and they see I'm tall and I'm 450 pounds, you know. People judge you, you know. They judge you. They hurt your feelings. And when you've been through the trauma that I've been through, you know, being raped and being abused, you have to deal with it, and I haven't dealt with it yet, you know, so that's why I ended up with my 7 children, because I haven't accepted the fact that, you know, just because I might lay with you does not mean that you love me, you know, and I don't have friends to help me, you know, the way that you guys are helping me tonight. I don't have friends like that, you know. They look at you, they judge you, they laugh at you, they make fun of you, you know. They don't want to be seen with you anywhere.
This is what GQ Power says, baby. And like I said, please get my number. Because I'm really upset behind this. And, you know, just talking to you. You're already a beautiful young lady. Don't let nobody tell you no difference. Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody. You know, if you got 2 legs, you can walk. If you got 2 limbs, you can wipe, you can write, you can wave your hands, all of that. And like I said, if I can do it, anybody can do it. nobody has been through what I've been through. And like I said, I can't say what I want to say to you on the air, but get my number. Rich Money, would you please make sure she get my number?
Yes, I'll make sure she gets your number.
Okay.
Is there a depression stage that you have went through? Do you feel like, I hope it's not getting to a point where you feel like doing something to yourself.
No, it is, because it's not just the situation, you know, with the man. I'm sorry, I'm emotional right now, but it's not the situation just, you know, with being with the man, but it's, I can't play with my children. I can't play with them. I can't take them outside. You know, it's so much, you know, and I can't do it. You know, everyone says, oh, you can do it, you can do it, but no one says how to do it. You know, so when I sit and I think about everything, I get depressed, and, you know, I think of all this self-harming stuff, and I think of, you know, what if I wasn't here? Would my kids have a better life? You know, I think of all of this, and no one understands that.
Wow.
I think of all of this because what good am I to my children right now? I can't do anything. I'm in my room laying in my bed. I can't do anything.
Well,
that's
I'm glad.
Children.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that you opened up and called GQ Palace tonight. It hopefully it's the start of positive things for you. But make sure you take some of our advice. Definitely go talk to a doctor. Start, you know, take baby steps. Look in that mirror and instead of looking down on yourself, smile. If make yourself so much more negative to frown and cry than it does to smile.
Well, I don't know if you heard me. I'm usually very bubbly, but when I talk about, you know, my problems, and I talk about my depression and my anxiety and, you know, me being bipolar, when I talk about all of this stuff, it takes
my
bipolar
away. Coming at? You know, where bipolar coming at?
I'm diagnosed with a couple of things.
Oh, do you take meds?
Yes.
Constantly? You take them on a daily basis when you're supposed to?
Yes. Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. Oh, gosh. No, you have to, when you're on these types of meds, you have to take them on time every day, honey. It's important.
Well, I don't think that I need meds. That's the problem. I don't think that I need it. I think that because, you know, I have Medicaid and the doctors see I have Medicaid and I need help, you know, then I think they just want to, like, diagnose me with all of these things. But I don't think I need medication.
Yeah, wow.
So I don't take it every day, but I do take them sometimes.
Well, that's
but
what
I'm going through something with myself.
Depression medicine, you know, maybe you should start taking your medicine every day. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't feel the way you feel right now. Did you think about that one?
No, I haven't. I just look, sometimes I look for a quick solution for things, and I think that might be my problem. You know, I look for a quick solution, and I just want to make things better fast, you know, like a quick fix something. You know,
well,
something like that,
bio.
Something to be, like a quick fix, you know, something to make you feel good right away or to resolve
the problem right away.
In your mind, what
is the quick fix to make you feel good right away?
Well, is this live?
Yes, it's live.
I can't answer that question then.
Excuse me?
I can't answer that question if we're live.
I don't understand why you can't answer the question, but, you know, I guess I don't have a problem with that.
Because it's not legal, you know? A lot of things that people do is not legal, and it's not legal what I do. But it helps me better than my medication does.
Okay. Lord, child. You need to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You need Jesus.
Mm. Ooh, yes.
Yes, you need Jesus in your life. And you need Jesus fast.
You think so?
Stop worrying about what everybody's saying. You heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Stop worrying about what people are saying. Stop worrying about people laughing or whatever. When a person laughs, but you don't know whether they're laughing at you because of the way you look, or they're laughing because they're jealous. You understand? Some people is jealous
right.
of a big females. They could be laughing at you being jealous, so that's what you look at it as. You know, you walk down the street.
When the children laugh at me, they're not jealous of me. They're just laughing at me. Everyone
laughs. They
laughing.
May laugh at you, but they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. Okay,
but
that's
I'm
how you
not laughing.
See. Your children love you. You understand? So kids joke around. How old is your oldest child?
12.
What the hell? Wait, you lost me now. Now you lost me. Your oldest child is how old?
12.
Well, damn. Okay. I'm no math genius here, but
after I was raped and I was abused, I went into a depression and I was just, you know, having sex with multiple people, and you know, each year it just felt like, you know, as soon as I got pregnant and I gave birth, within like 2 months after, I'm pregnant again.
Oh wow!
But I'm very promiscuous, you know. Now I'm not because I gained so much weight. But after I had, you know, my first child, I just went into a spell of like, I can do this, and I just started being very promiscuous. I have no excuses for my life, you know. I have no excuses. But it just seems like every year I was pregnant and I was with some guy, you know, trying to get my quick fix. It happens all the time.
Your low self-esteem took you out there to these guys. But the thing is, when it comes to that, you're going to have to either get yourself fixed up, or he got to get himself fixed up, use a raincoat or something. Because, I mean, you know, I am no judge, but 7 kids at 38, and your oldest is 12. You got stair steps. You know, there's no way that if you're like you say that you are, the bipolar, all of this, how can you really even be there for your baby?
I just said that to you, lady. I just told you, how can I? I'm not there. That's why I always try and figure out a quick fix. My quick fix makes me feel good, you know, once in a while. But then I think of suicide, and I think of all of this other stuff. So my kids have a chance, you know?
Why don't you make God your quick fix? Like Rich Money just told you, honestly, you know, no, we are not nobody to tell you what to do. But honestly, on that note, you need God real quick, real fast in your life. You know?
Sure I
because
do.
If he
you
can't
know,
do it, I'm telling you, nobody can do it.
But that's why I asked you, what should I start doing? You know, looking in the mirror and saying I'm beautiful and start reading my Bible, because no one's going to come to my house.
Pray about it. Well, it's not like they won't. I guarantee you can get somebody to come and pray with you, talk to you spiritually.
Right. You don't have any friends? No family, no friends? I have one friend, and she's the one that told me about the show this evening, you know? So I called. And I thank her because no one talks to me like this. Everyone else talks about me, you know, because I was out in the streets and, you know, I had my children and, you know, I'm still into the quick fix once in a while. You know, I did do good. You know, I have an apartment, you know, with my children. I get help, you know, to provide for them. But I went through a spell in my life where my, you know, being abused and, you know, being raped, it kind of took a toll on me. So when it took a toll on me, I just lost myself, and I'm trying to find myself. I need help.
Crystal, I just went through the same thing. I just opened up about being sexually molested after 40 years. These people right here on GQ Powers helped bring me through it. You know, we have lots of shows. You definitely need to call on a Sunday. To our spiritual Sunday, I'm serious. It is so many. We would help you if you allow us. You got to want the help in order to get it. If I'm sitting here telling you that you can get so much help, not just through us, but I'm going to tell you, if I didn't have God in my life, I wouldn't be here today. I'm going to tell you that now. I will speak on that. And no, I'm no saint.
Amen.
I'm no saint. But
ain't none of us.
I know it's by the grace of God that I am where I am today. And honestly, that's why you are still here today to even talk about your problem. He's not ready for you. He's got a plan for you, but you got to want that plan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to want what he's offering you. He's beckoning for you, but you're not. You can't. You say you don't believe in him. You got to give in to him first. What we saying to you, you know, it may help, but only God can really spare you what you're going through.
I said that I don't believe in him, but I also explained why I don't, you know. And I also said I wanted to believe again, but I just feel
right.
like he let me down because of everything I went through. That's all.
Well, you know what? I felt the same way when my mother passed. But you know what? I was left with these words at a young age. Never, ever put a question mark behind God's period. Never put a question mark behind his period. Because for the simple fact, everything that God does, everything that happened to us in our life, it's for a reason. It's for a reason.
I agree. I'm going to try. I'm going to try and do the right
thing. Please try hard.
Try hard.
Try hard.
More than
hard.
Try. Exactly.
That's good.
More than try.
Well,
you know,
and give it 100%.
You know, it's a lot to take in because I've never had anyone speak to me like this before.
Wow.
You know, you guys seem like you care about me.
We do. We do.
But,
we do.
But it feels good,
because I wouldn't
you know?
Even be wasting my voice to even, you know, to even say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just listened and been like, well, yeah, she don't want no help, so I ain't thinking about her. But because I do care, that's why I offered you my number. I do. I really do care. And I want to see you do a whole 360-degree turn because it can be done. It can be done. And like I said, if you take my number, when we talk, I'm going to tell you a lot of things. And you're going to be like, are you serious?
Mm.
Wow.
You know.
Well,
again, like I said, only you can make that choice. But that man that you're dealing with, that's your problem. That's your problem. He means you no good, sweetheart. None. Just because he fixed dinner for you during the wintertime, what the hell? What else is he bringing to the table? But grief. He's only bringing you grief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he brings me grief. Grief, but he also brings me my quick fix once in a while. You know,
wow.
I can't leave the
that's
house.
That's what makes me
wow.
like him. He brings you the quick fix because you know that's your weakness. You know that's your
exactly.
weakness. That's gonna bring this
exactly.
to you.
He's the only
yeah.
one that'll bring it to me.
Because other people care too much to bring it to you. If a person cares about you, they're not gonna bring you nothing like that.
And
no
you know why you may not have the you know why you may not have the friends and family to comfort you? Because you're doing so much and giving in to him so much. They know
yeah.
that he doesn't care. So they're looking at you like, you know what? If she's going to keep doing this, why should I even get involved?
Because I have children. They should always be there. They get upset because I give him my food stamp card and he just takes my card and he just uses it. And then I need my family, you know, to get food in the house and everything.
Mm. Wow, baby. Whew, I got a child
who's
almost child? Your age.
I don't got nothing that age yet.
Well, I have a 32-year-old, so, you know, no.
My life
but
is too complicated.
I'm, you know, even
it's
though you asked why, I'm the caller. I'm going to pray for you because you need it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, I think it's nice that, you know, you guys are able to speak to me this way, because, you know, usually I speak to someone, and if it's a man, it turns into more than that, because they've helped me, you know. So it feels good to be helped and not have to give anything, you know. It just feels good.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, but you know what? You got to realize that there is somebody out there for you. And you just got to take heed to knowing and loving yourself and believing in the man above, and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Mm.
You understand?
You need a hand clap for that.
You need a hand clap for that. All right, where's my people at? They said we need a hand clap for that. Can we get a hand clap for that? But yeah, so you have to really believe in yourself. You have to know what you want out of life. You have to realize that, you know, you may think your kids is laughing at you, but they know deep down they'll be lost without you. You understand? You have to take your mind on a higher level to understand that society out here is going to always try to bring you down. Just to understand. And it's up to you to love yourself, to keep your spirits up. And can't nobody take that away from you unless you let them.
Amen. Yes.
And if they feel you, and if they feel that's your weakest point, and they could get it away from you, they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to keep doing it. That's why the God, he know your weak point. But that's why you keep doing what he's doing. You understand? Mm-hmm. He's with you in the winter because it's cold. Ain't nobody coming outside. You understand? You got shack up in the house. You know what I mean? In the summer, everybody's outside. Not to bust your bubble, but he don't want to be seen with you. That's why he want to break up with you for the summer, be with you in the winter. You probably got, you know, you probably, like he said, you're independent, you pay for your bills or whatever. He have a place to rest his head in the winter. In the summer, he can go rest his head anywhere he wants.
You're right. My friend did tell me that. She told me. I'm just so emotional right now, you know? I'm just so emotional.
Because I'm emotional too. Even though it's her situation, it has me emotional. I put the phone on mute a few times because I just couldn't, you know. But she's gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be okay, but she's got to believe that she's gonna be okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've had this part with. Man, normally I'm used to people talking to me and giving me all kind of advice,
yeah,
and it makes me feel good that I've been able. I feel like that I've said some encouraging words. Well, are you still there?
I thank you. I do. I thank everyone.
Oh, you know what? You're a jewel, sweetheart. You're special too.
Yeah.
And never forget that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to do something here on GQ College that I have never done before. Okay?
Okay.
We have another segment coming on. I'm going to play a song for you, Crystal. I want you to listen to this song. All right? Understand where the song, what the song means and everything. And then we're going to come back. I'm waiting for my next segment to call in. If they don't call in, we're going to continue on with, you know, going on with
the segment.
But I'm going to play a song for you, and I just want you to listen to it, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Never would have made it. would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
oh, oh, oh.
Hello, do you still have Christy with us?
Wow. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, Christy, that's just a little note for you, you know, thank you to and everything. You know, gotta realize the story is over.
Ooh, wait. It was very touching.
Yes.
You gotta realize
that song is a fact. It's a fact. You know, and take it in stride, baby, and know you never would have made it where you are today without him. Man, I feel like I'm on Spiritual Sunday.
Wow. Ooh.
I wanted to play.
Yes, and that was a great suggestion. Great.
You kind of
yeah.
In the
chill. Man. Wow. Ooh.
But is there any final thoughts you want to say on this topic?
I'm very emotional, you know. There's so much more that I, you know, have to say, but there's so much more. I've just been through so much in my life. I think that's why, I gained so much weight and, you know, I had all these kids. And I think that's why.
My aunt actually has, let me see. My aunt actually has 8 kids, and she makes sure she takes care of every single one of them. All right, we have 7 kids, 4 baby fathers. You understand? You're overweight. You understand? You're going through depression. So it's. But you know, and the bad part about the whole thing is you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in God. You understand? So that's what makes the whole situation bad. You understand?
I just feel that he let me down. He let me down.
No, he can't let you down if you don't believe in him. You understand? My thing is to you, leave that guy alone. You understand? You got to start loving yourself. You know, pick up that Bible, get a Bible, start reading scriptures of the Bible. You know, start going to church. You know, when you get upset, don't eat. That's not good. You don't want to eat. Drink a glass of water.
That doesn't fill me up. I tried.
Chew gum. You know, do something else. Just don't eat because that's what's bringing your weight on.
And it's going to get to the fact of where at least you're walking now. You won't be able to walk as much as you're walking now if you keep eating and you're letting the weight grow on you. You understand? So you have to really take better care of yourself. And you must really learn to love yourself in order for you to get by. Does anybody else have something they want to say to Crystal before we end the segment?
I want to say, Chris, hey, get stronger, get wiser, and believe that there is a God. And He'll make a way out of nowhere. Trust me. You know, this has really like put me like I haven't been this emotional and like just speechless in a long, long time. Rich Money, you know me, and I don't get to this stage, but sweetheart, please believe in yourself first and know that God is there. He's not there to hurt you, give up on you. He's there to make it all right. Because if you do it for everybody else, you're no exception. If you put one foot forward, He's going to put two. And just know, this it can be a change in your life, a big change. And know that we here at GQ Palace love you.
Where is
the applause? Where is the applause?
Oh, let me tell my team. Where is the applause? Please give this lady the applause. Wow, this was a very, I'm going to say, touching topic.
Can I just say one more thing, please?
Sure.
I did believe in God before. I did. I grew up believing in God. And when I went through my abuse and my trauma, that's when I lost my belief. But I did believe before. And I think that we all go through something sometimes. And this time I just went through something. And I ended up having my children and living a fast life. But no one's perfect. I want to get help. I want to get things better. And I just think that I finally talked to people tonight on this show that's able to help me, you know, that care about me. And I don't have to give you anything in return for your help and for your advice. I always have to give something. And it just feels good for once not to have to give anything. So I thank you all for helping me this evening.
And you're very welcome. But one thing we want you to always remember, you know, love yourself first, love God, love your kids, and know that the kids will not be happy without you around. As you're part of GQ Palace family, we would not be happy if you wasn't around. Okay?
You understand. I understand. I just feel that way sometimes. Because I can't do anything right now. So I feel like sometimes if I wasn't here, maybe they would be okay. They would be better. They would be better, you know? And they don't have to worry about people laughing and stuff at you and everything. You know, they don't have to worry about it.
Them babies need you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can replace that mother's love and touch.
Exactly.
They need you.
True.
They need you.
And that's what you have to realize.
Ooh. Crystal, is there any way that you can call the show Sunday?
What time?
Yes.
7 to 9. The same number. I do believe that you will get some inspiration, encouragement, Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She will. Definitely will.
Oh, man.
Well, will they judge me? Will they laugh at me and make fun of me?
No, 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 sweet. We don't play that here. GQ Pals, we do not play that. We're talking about Spiritual Sunday on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We have ministers, deep, deep, deep encouraging words, deep music. We, man, oh my God.
Straight
I am so emotional
minded.
Right now.
Kingdom minded people.
Whew. I mean, nobody laughed at you tonight, right?
No, they didn't laugh at me.
And we won't do that. That's not what we do. We're here if we can. We're here to help you, not hurt you in any type of way, mentally, physically, no type of way. All we want to do is love you, encourage you, let you know that, hey, there is somebody somewhere. But the best person in the world that can bring you through this is God.
Amen.
My sister is a minister, sweetheart, and like I said, I've been through it. I've been on drugs. I've been abused. I've been sexually molested. I've been through it all. And God knows, like I said, after 40 years, I was able to talk about it. But guess where it came out at? On GQ Palace. I never spoke to nobody else about it. And after I got the encouraging words from GQ Palace, my heart says, and my soul says yes.
Mm.
I forgave my uncles even though they're deceased. Not one uncle, two uncles. I got beat down because of it. But right now, I can say I forgive them, I love them, even though they are gone. But this is what we do. All we want to do is love you, embrace you, and be there for you. Like I said, it's numerous of numbers you can get from Honey, from GQ Powers, at any time of the night. It doesn't matter. We will answer your call. We love you. And we're here for you.
Thank you so much. You know, it's some of the things that you're saying to me, you know, I keep saying it because I used to have to give things in order for someone to tell me that they loved me. And you told me that you loved me and it didn't cost me anything.
Kristen,
wow.
I don't even know you. I don't even know you. And I'm serious. I'm really emotional right now because just last week, I surrendered my life to God. You know, my motto is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be. We don't have to live in that dilemma no more, baby. You know, God gives us chances over and over and over and over again. And it's for a reason. You know, some people are in your life for a season. You know, it's time to let this man go. If he's not going to be there with you through the summer, winter, spring, summer, or fall, he doesn't need you. He doesn't love you. If somebody, I wouldn't care, like I said again, if you were 900 pounds with 100 kids, guess what? It's somebody out there to love you unconditionally.
No, I don't love myself. I can admit that now. I don't love myself.
But remember, baby, that's what we said. You got to love yourself first.
But I've been used.
First preservation. First self-preservation. Because, like I said, it's a lot of things I want to say. Tears rolling down my face. It's a lot of things I want to say right now. But if you just please call me, I'm going to tell you, I'm key. Call me.
Okay, well,
we
can
sit on.
Hold on for 1 minute. Just stay on the line. We have
okay.
Another call. I want to bring them on real fast.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
All right.
All right.
How y'all doing?
How you doing? I'm another person that's a part of GQ Power family, and I was sitting here. I'm at my job right now. And, you know, sometimes I call and I just listen, and I heard exactly what you're going through. And what you got to understand right now, I want to let you know that what you're doing right now is what we call a testimony. What you're doing right now, you're letting somebody know the struggles that you go through. See, sometimes God puts you in the fire so that somebody else don't have to go through the fire. So you can be a testimony to somebody else. So what happens is this. I'm going to break it down to you. So you understand like this. God put you in the position right now to be able to call. What he did right now is put you through everything. You got to understand, at the time that he saying that you didn't believe in him, he believed in you. He knew it was going to come a time where you were going to give his testimony and you were going to be able to receive the glory. And that's how God works sometimes. See, everybody, there's people that's always going through worse things than you. There's somebody that right now that got more kids than you, that got more baby fathers than you, that
Amen.
Got more problems than you. And what happens is this, they go through the same things that everybody else go through. But you know what it is? Everything ain't for everybody. Everybody can't carry the burden. So right now, you don't even know that you're carrying something and being strong. You just don't think you're strong enough, but you are strong enough. You are somebody. Do not put your self-worth into another person, another man. Let somebody destroy you or how your body looks, or maybe how the image of society projects how you're supposed to look. God measures your heart, and God
Amen.
Measures the things about your loving. You got to understand this right now. You cannot let a man take your self-worth away from you. You cannot.
Amen.
You got to understand, them kids is a blessing right now. You don't even know. One of them kids may grow up to be a doctor. Another kid may be a dentist or a lawyer. And then they're going to provide a service for another person. They're going to be a blessing. And what happens is they're going to be able to come back and say, Mommy, through all the things that you've been through, I know, Mommy, I'm going to take care of you now. This is what you got to understand. You do not have to go through the things that you're going through. But you got to understand, if you're going through them, God is putting you through this tribulation period for a reason.
Amen.
For a reason. So right now, maybe this was the awakening that you needed. Maybe on this Friday night, instead of being out in the car when you say you usually be, maybe this Friday night, instead of being laid up with somebody that you say that you're supposed to be with, maybe it was a time for you to get a connection with this GQ Power family. Because anybody can say anything they want us about some GQ Power, but these people that talk on these lines is blessed. These people care about people. We are a station. We are a family that cares about somebody. And if you didn't know, you might sound like I'm preaching. You might have thought I was a preacher, but actually, my show, I do comedy on my show. I'm a comedian on my show. So you have a comedian that called in and gave you some help and gave you an uplifting.
Yes.
I hope that I did something for you. I really hope I did something for you. You don't even understand. I'm at my job right now. I got a crowd of people around me looking at me like I'm crazy. But right now, I put everything down just to give you this anointing, give you this message that God has sent to you at this moment.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. It is, man. All right. Yes, for GQ Powers family, yes. I tell you, we're a strong welded family, baby. We stick together. We pray together. And we're here for you.
Thank you so much.
I know it's hurting. It's emotional. It's deep. But this is what we do. Again, I'll say, this is what we do. We don't low-rate anyone. We don't look down on anyone. We just want to love you and bring you and try to help you to be the person that you are. Because I know, and I don't know you, but you're a beautiful person. You have a lot going on. You have a lot to look forward to. But you got to give up. You got to let go and let God, baby, right now. Let go and let God.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
This do sound like a spiritual Sunday moment.
Whoa.
You better pray.
What a beautiful segment. Wonderful segment. Wonderful segment.
Yeah.
Crystal, you are going to make it. You are going to make it, my sister.
Ooh.
You are going to make it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Put,
and please,
put a,
again.
Put a smile on your face.
Please, again,
face
get
like
my
that.
Number. Get my number. Wow.
You do not have the car. Maybe you need
it's
to let
her out of
everything.
This is the first time I'm actually lost for words right now. Y'all go ahead, keep it going.
I'm telling you.
You know, we're gonna water it down. Like right now, it's so sad. We're gonna engulf a lot of us just drenching it right now. You know, like right now, only thing you need to do, I mean, if you give us, if he gives you the phone number and you reach out to everybody, maybe you need a friend. Maybe you need somebody that you could talk to that can
exactly.
just listen out. You know what I'm saying? That's what you, and that's what happens sometimes. You get so entrapped in everything. Everybody else gets involved Ooh. In their lives. Sometimes it's wish for you to have a friend, somebody that you can just call on and lay your burdens down to. But also, listen, if you might don't even know how to pray, and most of us don't know, you know, what do we pray for and what to ask
exactly.
for. You know what I'm saying? If you just sit down and just ask God, like right now, God, look, I've been trying to do everything myself, and right now I'm just to surrender everything to you, and I know it's going to be okay, but
Ooh.
You got to understand that it's going to be okay. There is somebody right now who has a worse situation than you.
Yes.
That they look at you and they go, what? What are you talking about?
Yes.
I wish
yes.
I had that. Ooh, I wish I had that. Because
yeah.
I'm saying the stripes that you carry, you understand, like, they're there for a reason. You understand, like, you don't even understand, like, I'm sitting here right now, and I just felt so, I really just want to just give you something, because it's time for the crying to cease. It's time for the pity party to cease. It ain't no time for that, because it won't happen. The devil's like that. See, the devil had you in a place. He already know he got you. He'll leave you alone. But right now,
yeah.
you do this conversation, he's going to keep trying to hold you down. He's going to have you later on. Look, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. You're going to get off this phone tonight, Mike. You're going to get off this phone, and you're going to be feeling good. Somebody's going to call you. Somebody's going to
yeah.
FaceTime to you and put you right back in the place that you just got out of. They're going to try to test you instantly when you get off this phone. And only
oh,
thing
no.
you got to do is, I'm not beat for it. All you got to do is just give a different reply than ever. They want to see if you're going to be able to put you right back into that spot. Don't let them. Don't let them. Grab your kids. If your kids are down right now, give them a hug. Give them a hug. Like, just
okay.
you, everything can happen in one day. Don't believe nobody when they say, oh, I have to do this first, and maybe I need to get this straight now. No, you can do it right now. Right now can
exactly.
be the person. Right now can
exactly.
be the person you wanted to be.
It's
already done. You ain't even got to talk about it. It's already done. It's already done. It ain't even to talk about. We could just, right now, we could give her the phone number. Tell her it's already done. If she wanna just
yes.
do it, if she wanna
yes.
listen to right now, put a smell and say, go make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Go get you some Kool-Aid. Go put the favorite
right.
show on right now. Just know that it's already done. You ain't even gotta worry about it right now. The answer was given to you already. All you gotta do is just work in it now. All you gotta do is just work in it. That's all you gotta do.
And if that phone rings from a negative person, don't answer it. Call
exactly.
me. Call me after the show, sweetheart. Call me. I am right here waiting for your call. How about that?
There you go.
I will put everything aside for you. This is your day. This is your day to be the new crystal. The crystal that you're supposed to be. And I have other divas that's on this line and that's in this family that would be willing and more than willing to talk to you and put you back on that right track. You need real people in your life right now. You don't need those people that's bringing you down. You need real people.
She needs to love herself.
That's number one.
That's what she needs to do first. She needs to
love yourself, love God, and everything else will fall into place. I guarantee you.
So once you get through that, everything else is going to be a breeze. And loving the man above, everything else is going to be a breeze for you.
Man. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a breeze for you.
That's You'll be loving
you
my family
out.
Just like I love them, because I love my GQ family. I love my family, yes, my biological family, but the GQ family, hey.
And I love you too.
Don't we all just love each other?
You know we love each other conditionally.
Yeah, I love y'all.
You got this big event coming up.
Honestly, Crystal, this is what we do. All my, you might as well say every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We interact with each other every single day.
Yeah.
And
now,
like I say, there's something out there for everybody with GQ Palace, with Sweetheart. I dare you to try a Spiritual Sunday. I dare you to try. Because if you, once you try, you won't
like it.
You will not stop calling.
I just don't want anyone to judge me, you know. Nobody would judge you.
We don't do that.
Not at all. It's a bunch of kingdom-minded people on Spiritual Sunday. You're not going to get the judgment. You're not going to get that.
You can even call on Wednesday. We have the guy that was just talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to sit there and act a fool with you. And my other diva, we will sit there and we have great topics. We have a lot of answers. Any day of the week is up Saturday. You can get some goodness from the show.
Wait, can I say
Trust
something?
Trust me.
Can I say something? It's Saturday. It's called Saturday, not Saturday. It's Saturday.
Excuse me. I got a country song. You have to forgive me by my Saturday.
That's what it's called.
But it's called Saturday.
Yeah, I'll give up.
We love you, Crystal.
We're here for you.
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you. It's so hard for me to say I love you too, because it always costs me something.
No, it won't cost you with me, with this family. We love you.
Believe me, it won't cost you nothing with me either.
No, we love you. Notice I didn't say I love you. We love
we.
You.
We.
And for everybody that
we.
Don't know what's going on with Crystal, since you guys speak on the line, is Crystal has a boyfriend who wants to be with her in the summer, but not in the winter. She has 7 kids, 4 baby father. She's independent.
She's young.
She's overweight. You know.
He wants to get around.
Don't believe in God.
He wants to be with me in the winter, not the summer. The summer is when it's warm out and the half-naked women are around.
Exactly. He can go and lay from pillar to post.
Wow.
And you're not being disrespectful. He is.
He just says I have no respect, you know, because I have 7 children.
Yes, you do. God gave you those 7 children for a reason. You're beautiful, baby. Like I said, I've never seen you. Don't know you, but you're beautiful. Just from your words that I've heard tonight, you're beautiful to me. And I love you. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here for
too.
You. We're
I
here for it. You.
She gotta get her gift. Now we need to get a chuckle or a laugh right now. It don't cost nothing. I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna cost me. If I see you, it's gonna
there
cost you a hug.
Oh, ticket check.
You gotta give
minutes.
Me a hug. That's what I want.
I want a hug.
And I'm gonna show you.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you 20 minutes on a Love Entertainment show, even though you got your show on Wednesday. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Go ahead, Chucky.
This is what you got to do, man. You got to understand, listen. Your wealth is what's worth. Listen, I'll show you how to get hugged. I'll show you, like, how it's feeling to be somebody that gives you some type of passion and that some passion that you didn't have in your life. Something that you stand that somebody don't give you no more. See, what happens is they can only do what you let them do. And no longer that you let them be your footstool right now. You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to be the pedestal that everybody's looking up at. And so you like, now you're looking down at everybody else. You got to put yourself in a position to make yourself feel good. Because I'll tell you right now, whether you want to say you fat, black, tall, short, skinny, short, whatever, there's somebody out there going to love you just the way you are. But first you got to love yourself the way you are. First you got to love yourself the way you are. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. You think your kids looking at you like, I don't want to love you, mommy, because you're fat? No, they don't say that. Because they got that unadulterated, unconditional love, and that's what you got to treat yourself with. When somebody see that you put yourself up on high, they're going to put themselves up on high and be able to match up with you. You understand? It's no longer a pity party, man. No longer a pity party. I'll tell you this. I better not see you. Because I'm making you feel good. I'm making you feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not an ugly brother at all. I kind of look good. Tricky chick, the comedian. Thomas, we're going to take a picture together. You put it on your wall. Because when they come in there, they're like, look at that. That's my feel good, buddy. Well, that can make me feel good. You don't make me feel good no more.
Chris, he is a little sexy
something. Hey, he's trying to laugh. She's like,
Listen, the whole GQ family is famous, okay?
Mm-hmm. We still got her on the line. Chris, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Chris. He's smiling. Look at Chris, he's smiling.
Yes.
Chris, now, hey, Crystal, if you got a cell phone, can I be your wallpaper? We're gonna send you a couple of pictures. So for Monday, I'm gonna give you the Monday picture to post there. I'm gonna give you a picture for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then I'm gonna send you the super sexy Saturday and Sunday picture. Oh my God! You just change them up right on your wallpaper. The super sexy picture. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna lace your phone out. We're going to send you posters. We're going to send you cards. We're going to send you a teddy bear. I'm going to put my face on the teddy bear. You just put it right down your bed.
And I just walked in my house, and I'm getting on the computer, and I'm hoping I can find you. Are you on Facebook?
It's about time you're getting on the computer.
No, I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, hush it. I think that they already said I was in the cab. Y'all thought I was in the cab and everything, but I'm getting on my Facebook page now. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, poor baby.
She better not be crying no more, I'll tell you this.
Oh,
yeah. So, you got a smile, Chris. Give us a smile, Chris. Please, we can see it right through the river. Give us a smile, Chris.
Let's hear that big smile, baby. Chris.
You feel better, Chris?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You can do it, baby. Trust and believe. You can do it. You know what? I hear a difference in your voice already. I really do.
Thank you.
And I know that you're going to be okay.
I feel much better.
Good.
That's good. Because you know what? I'm going to make you smile right now. You was only supposed to have an hour and you went to two.
See? And you listen, don't nobody get no 2 hours on our Friday.
I don't talk much, but I thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You are
old. Care about me.
And we just want you to know, you know, feel free to call the station. Make sure you call on Sunday. He said, they with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. And you got Tiki Tick that's on Wednesdays from 9 to 10, right after the Diva Squad. You know.
He's funny. He
said I'm funny?
Yeah, the relationship, yeah.
He said I'm funny. Oh my God. I just want to thank my mother and father, because without them, this wouldn't be possible. Big shout out to my uncle who used to teach me jokes when I was little. Okay, big shout out to my first grade teacher. She didn't suspend me when I was acting stupid. And big shout out to my GQ Palace family. I love them so much. If I miss them, yes.
Did he say his first grade teacher?
Yes, he did. Yes. He definitely said his first grade teacher. But Crystal, honey, if you become a part of us, trust and believe, all of that negativity, everything that, you know, you think all the hope is gone, you will regain it back. You know, we are a serious family. We can also be a simple and crazy family. We love to laugh. We love to have fun. But most of all, we make sure that everyone in our surroundings are good to go. And you're going to be one of our favorite people. Trust me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, please don't forget to get my number. When we talk, I have more numbers for you that will give you also guidance. And would love to pray and talk with you.
Here you go, right there.
We have a lot of ministers. We have a lot of strong people on deck for you. That's going to be there for you and would love to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when Rich Money said that he's lost the word, this is not him. Normally he has something to say constantly, but you've touched everyone's heart tonight. Everyone. And again, I can't stress it enough, we at GQ Powers love you a lot.
Thank you. We don't know you,
but we love you.
With that being said,
thank you.
It
feels good.
You're welcome to call back anytime,
Crystal.
Yes, and you're welcome to call back anytime. I'm going to get you T number so you can contact her. If, you know, when you're ready, you know, you call, you know, contact her, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Crystal Dawes and Divas. Woo-wee! Wow.
Hey! No.
Wow. All right, y'all. What we're going to do, we're going to play about two or three tracks because we got the author calling in, Chevy Price. And we're going to talk to him about his novel that's hitting the nation hard. Wow, I'm just like lost right now. Whew. All right, let me get myself together. We're gonna have Terry Price come on. Author is hitting his novel is hitting the nation hard, Guilty by Reason of Arrest. So we're just gonna play like two or three songs before he comes on. You know, feel free to listen to the song. Stay right there, don't move. We'll be right back. This is Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
You know I love you, right? Love you. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No. What I mean with my baby.
Yes. It's head built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Go, you always stayed around.
That's right.
You
I just want to give you love to you.
Love to
you. Put you on a rocket flight. Keep on loving till we touch the sky.
Massage your seat, Hov.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All thanks for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit tonight, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up to the knives. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love.
Them dudes who be jealous of a chick with dough. Pop another bottle for them. Keep my life moving.
time I need a cigarette. Cause we be off and then we on again. I just don't get it, don't know why we do this, why we do this, boy. One day we be in a Cadillac. I be riding with my feeling back. They say I be breaking all your windows, keying up your door. Don't know how you do, do me what you do. But baby, ooh, you do it so good. And yeah, we break up, I break all your stuff. That's just how we love, we keep it so good. How you make me feel, can't nobody do that for me. And we gon' say some things, but I can't stop loving you. And oh, I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it.
Girl, let me love you. Let me love you, I promise. We push that drop right through Collins. And when I'm stressed with them problems, I'm blowing stacks up in Onyx. I'm talking, sipping, serve, double cup. We was down, now we up. When you down, I pick you up. Marcy, Lago, Lambo, truck. Highs with the lows, getting high in a row. On them couches, spilling rose. Let me love you, fuck them hoes. Huh? Got it all here, don't cheat yourself. You don't owe me, man, you owe yourself. Put your guards down, I love to help. But you can't love me till you love yourself, huh? She feisty with it. Try to keep me in check like Nike with it. Cause her last boyfriend was shiesty with her. Rich and famous, life we live. Them long flights, them long nights, them short days, that Porsche white. Cop two for you, cop two for me. Promise we'll be fine.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Cup, 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 alright. Cup, 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 come on. Cup, all the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up, I'm sex drive. Let's get ghost. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. That's right. We could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my pants. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What was that? Peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the store. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' Don Alessante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Mo. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. Sing them up, baby. Let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up with your phone. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grins in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down peace, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time of your life. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Maybe whisper in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth. Wanna talk into my mic? 1, 2. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the
right, Kellen and Divas, welcome back to the palace. What's actually going on, we're supposed to have Terry Prince on. He's the author for Guilty by Reason of Arrest. He informed us he's doing a television show as well right now. And I figured he would call in at 8, but I don't want to, you know, run over. You know, it's a nice day out, you know, so I figure today, just for today, we're going to end this show a little early. I haven't ended in 2 hours in almost a whole year now. So I think we're going to end the show a little early today, you know. Once again, let me fill y'all in. GQ Palace has 8 different episodes a week, 10 different hosts. We actually have another showcase coming up. I'm going to fill y'all in on that once we get it all situated. But Sunday, you can call Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite, bring you the most powerful evangelists, elders, ministers, pastors, playing gospel music, also quoting scriptures of the Bible. Monday, you can call Steph Dallas 7 to 9 as well. Love, life, and loyalty. Speaking grown and sexy adult topics. No children for Monday's show. So you got Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, Lavina Polite. Monday, Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas. Tuesday, you have DPS, DQ Palace Sports with the Mayor from 8 to 10, bringing you the bigger picture, how you say it, hard body karate. That's Tuesday, 8 to 10. Wednesdays, you have 7 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Rachel and T, bringing you the grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. After Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, you have comedian Chick, Rakim Chick Singleton from 9 to 10 with Fallout Comedy. So you have the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy 7 to 9. On Wednesdays, 9 right after them, 9 to 10, you have Fallout Comedy with comedian Chick, Rakim Singleton. Thursday, you have Reality Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin. With KL and Tiffany Belvin speaking to you about relationships, what's going on in the world today, reality, and giving you that truth-to-the-matter feedback on any questions that you may have in relationships, all right? Don't forget, May 19th is going down, GQ Palace, Nonstop Media, Rough Rider, Desert Storm, Video City, Hot 97, Coco Chanel, Pioneer Legends, special guest appearances, comedian Chick also be in the building. It's going down crazy that night, May 19th at Club of Law in Queens, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Coco Chanel, I'm on the first floor. Me, myself, Rich Money, hosting on the second floor. Featured acts and everything. There's also a showcase going on. Artists win $1,000. Trophy, champagne, studio time with Rough Riders and some other projects they got going on. So make sure you get down to that. Am I forgetting anything? You know what? I am. I have to give a happy birthday shout out that I didn't give to my son Marquis and my niece Imani. You know, I know it's been a while now. Like last week was Imani's birthday, the week after that was Marquis. So I'm giving them a happy birthday shout out as well. I want y'all to have a safe and blessed weekend out there. This is Rich Money. We'll probably have Terry Price on next week. I'm getting back to our regular thing. Like I said, I'm discussing about the time limit because I know it's hot outside. People want to be outside enjoying the weather, and I ain't going to lie. I do myself. You know what I mean? But tune in next week as well on Friday when we come back to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment here on DQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew serving with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew serving with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine status. Not average, Dunny, I'm Rich Money. A king
king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer it, miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballads. Divinely inspired, virtue approved. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Stop to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.